Okay.
It's Week in Weaves, episode 39, I believe. July, no, it's not July, August 16th, 2023. Alonzo here, my co-host Jason. This week, we have no Jujutsu Kaisen. Did we have Jujutsu Kaisen last week? I don't remember.
No. I think we did. Okay, we did.
I'm pretty sure. But we did have Zom this week. I mean, we did. I think we did have JJK last week. No way we had Zom and JJK out in the same week.
Zom got pushed back, and then JJK was last week. It's no episode this week, though.
Right. And then it comes back the 31st.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like 2 weeks.
So, yeah. MAPPA failed us again. It's okay. So, we're here. We got no JJK, but we...
Bleach.
Are you caught up on...
Malevolent, yeah. Malevolent? Okay. I didn't watch the episode that came out yesterday, but...
Is that 7?
Because
I watched 7 yesterday. I think that's the one that came out yesterday. Maybe.
Did the umbrella jump on the car?
Is that where it left off for you?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah. 7 is the latest one. I watched
that Yeah. I didn't watch that one.
I felt like it got good.
It came out yesterday. Remember, I watched it week by week. It wasn't like I was binging it and then I was like, oh, snap, episode's out. Like, it came out yesterday and I didn't get around to watching it. But
Yeah, I fucking trudged through that. Okay. So, why don't we just start with... Bleach? Why don't we start with Bleach? Yeah. Because that was the hypest for me.
I'll let you explain it and talk about it, and then I'll say what I have to say. From a I don't want to say non-Bleach fan, because I am a fan of Bleach. I like it. But from a non-OG fan who's coming to the series this season, really, I have some stuff to say about some of the characters.
Okay. Let me share my screen here. So, Bleach, can you hear that vacuum?
Very faintly.
Okay. I should probably go turn it off. But Bleach, I really loved this week. I don't know. I guess this happened with the second-in-command Quincy talking to Ishida, but I feel like all he really said was like,
they absorb him when he dies.
He absorbs them. Yeah, he takes all the
power.
And
now that you took his blood, you will be absorbed when you die. I was like,
wait, did he say that?
No, but that's kind of what he was insinuating. Like, you can't run away from this now. It's kind of, it is what it is. Because remember before, which is weird, because he said that all Quincy's have a connection to Yawitch, regardless. But he, when he announced him as his successor or whatever, right? He made him drink his blood. And then he mentioned that he drank his blood, and now you're like, trapped with us, basically. Like, when you die, he will absorb you as well, or whatever. At least that's what they insinuated in like the visuals during the episode. Kind of like Yawitch is really just using everybody to maintain or to get all his full power back. And I think they were saying, like, once he like spreaded it out, because they can train, and then he gets all their experiences or something like that. I could be wrong about that, but that's what it was sounding like. He was basically saying, like, yeah, once we, all the experiences we gain and how we use our Reishi and everything, when we die and we come back to him, he gets all of that experience.
Okay. The only thing I'm finding weird is that the manga and the anime are kind of different a little bit, at least in like pacing, but order of events.
Scene by scene?
Yeah. It's a little different. So he says, returns to being the father of Quincy's while he sleeps. La 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 la. His Majesty and I are two wings of a scale. I am entrusted with the mask of the ruler. Is that what he's talking about when he? Cause remember he killed the two. Like he like popped their heads. It was like a scale. I don't know what that was about.
The one dude blocked it. He was like, "Yeah, you blocked it, but you're still gonna die." And then he just exploded. I was like, oh, well, that sucks. But
okay, so He graves letters signifying abilities onto their souls. He's able to share an ever deeper, more powerful soul. Okay. It's just weird to me these events are, like, out of place. Or maybe they won't show them at all in anime, but I don't see why they wouldn't. But I'm just going to skip to the part that I actually care about. So, Rukia gets there, or she goes away from Renji, and then the fear guy pops up, number F, and he's scarier number than F. Last time. Number F, letter F. Sorry, guys. Yeah, letter F pops up. I remember you said, didn't you really like him before?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty cool. Like, his fear thing, I thought that was pretty... I don't know, it's a cool power.
Yeah, it was a cool power. So he pulls up on her, and Rukia fights him, or is about to fight him, and he's acting all weird, and his like, theme is also kind of scary as well. I really like the soundtrack that goes with him. So she's fighting him, and I want to say, I mean...
She was getting bodied.
Was she getting bodied?
I mean, she was doing pretty good, but she thought she had the upper hand, but she didn't. Remember, he was like, my fear doesn't need to penetrate you. As long as it can get in contact, it'll attach to you. Because right. Remember, she turned her body. She was using her Bankai. I don't even think she was using the Bankai yet. She was using her Shikai, and she was like, I can basically make my body to below zero or whatever, some temperature that's like negative degrees, so she's theoretically dead right now, but she's still able to move her body, so her nerves and stuff won't be affected by his fear. And then he was like, that's cool, but it's still gonna work. and he explained how it was gonna work, but that basically sums it up, though. He was like, it's still gonna work. And then it started working.
You're saying, so she reveals that her Shikai, she finds out that it's not actually just, like, before it was just, like, she could make ice pop out of, like, a circle of, like, an area.
Yeah.
Fill that area with ice. Now, she finds out that her sword actually allows her to, it's not really her. Her sword is really, like, an extension of her. Or an extension of her soul, really. Like, her power is that she can lower her body temperature to the point where, like, her nerve absolute functions.
Zero.
Yeah. Like, her bodily functions aren't really working. Even though she can still move, which kind of throws me off.
Yeah.
But,
she's dead. Her body's dead. She makes her body, like, dead, pretty much, yeah.
So she's like, what's the guy's name? The dog guy.
The dog, yeah.
He doesn't
basically
doesn't die.
Literally. Yeah. That's like the same exact thing. Kind of.
So, yeah, she turns her temperature down so she can get hit with his spikes of fear and not really feel it in her nervous system. But then what did she do? She probably like slices him or
whatever. he was like, your body might not be working, but your nerves are still gonna He was like, you have to use sight. You can see me, so your nerves are still working.
Well, that's after he powers up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, he slices her. She gets the upper hand on him, freezes him, and then he powers up and uses, like, his Quincy band,
transformation.
Neck, whatever, wing transformation. I don't know the word is. And he turns into, like, this really scary creature. Turns something off of, like, Bloodborne or something. He, like, cracks open, gets his wings, his face cracks open, it's all nasty, and he just looks like he kind of looks like a hollow, honestly. That's what he looked like. Well, you know what he also looks like? He kind of looks like the ghost demon from Chainsaw Man.
Have you ever seen Insidious?
Yeah.
Or not Insidious, what's the one with it's like a nun?
The Conjuring? Or the
yeah,
nun?
Yeah, the Conjuring, yeah. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, he looks weird. Or the Grudge or something. He turns into this form. And then he's like... It allows him, I guess, to go through the eyes.
Optic, yeah.
Yeah, the optic nerves. So then she starts getting scared. And then I'm like, dang it. She's done. I was so mad. Because Rukia's one of my favorites in the story.
I ain't gonna lie. She's kind of trash to me. That's what I was gonna say. She's trash. She's trash. bro, I don't know. So I don't know the complete background behind her and her Zanpakuto and her sword and stuff. But I just feel like Because she's never been able to use a Bankai prior to this, correct?
No, she was like a lower ranked person.
Right, so she's trash. She was trash. It just so happens that she was a lower ranked Soul Reaper, right? Or
yeah, she's a low ranked Soul Reaper.
Okay, so she's trash. Yeah, she's trash.
She was trash per se.
Bro, if you're a low rank compared to everybody else, you're trash. All right, look. I'm saying this from like a perspective of a new person. Obviously, she's done stuff in the show, so I can't just say, oh, she's straight up trash. But comparatively to like everybody else that we've seen been fighting and stuff, her skill level was lower. So I'm saying comparatively to them, she's trash. But then she gets her Bankai and then she like levels up to like where everybody else is at. But prior to that, I don't understand how you can go this long without learning your Bankai. Obviously, it's hard and it's, you know, it takes time. But from like a new viewer just looking at it, I'm like, oh, it's taking you this long and you had to go train with the top level dudes to unlock your Bankai. That's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of trash.
He never was a powerhouse in the show. And like, honestly, a lot of the time of seeing her, like the first like half of the story, she's not even like
a damsel
really
in distress, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like she got her powers like taken and then she's in this gig eye or whatever and she has like, I don't know, like 1/100th of her power or something like that.
Okay, so she's been handicapped the whole show,
yeah,
basically.
She's been handicapped the whole show.
So that's why she hasn't reached her full potential, because she hasn't been able to train fully or be in a position to do that. Okay.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, until they save her, like the whole Soul Society arc happens, she wasn't even like really free until then. And then in the Rankar arc, she comes back and I believe she beats Narenkar. She might have got saved by Kuchika, by her brother, honestly. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, I remember. Say, it seems like her brother just shows up and saves the day. And he kind of disowns her because she's weak, but he only does that to make her stronger.
Yeah, but she did pretty well against Narenkar from what I remember. I can't remember if she beats him solo or not, but she did pretty well. But she's never been a powerhouse in the show. And I've always liked her character. Like, she's funny, but she's never been, like, strong. But seeing this, I'm like, okay. I mean, she went from a lower rank.
No, she was doing pretty good. But then when he transformed, and then I was like, oh, you're trash. I thought it was gonna be like, you know, Renji. Like, he showed up and he just went crazy. I was like, okay. Yeah. She showed up. She was kind of going crazy, and then the dude transformed, and then I was like, ah. Oh.
But Renji's always been like assistant captain.
I know he takes L's too, right? A lot.
Renji has taken some L's.
Because they put him low. They say he's worse than Vegeta in terms of L's.
What? Is he worse than Vegeta?
I don't know, that's what I see. That's what I see. I don't know. I can't speak on it. But they say him and Vegeta are the number one people of taking L's in their respective shows.
I don't know if that's true. Hold on. Because I always look at these without spoiling myself. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go. See if I remember. All right, Renji, go tight there. Where are my wins? Where are all my battles at? Oh, it's in like water. Renji versus Zabimaru. They be counting anything.
see a lot of wins. Win, draw. Win, loss.
Yeah, he's got some wins.
Win.
See, he lost against Ichigo. He lost against Byakuya. He lost against Ichigo twice, really. He lost against Byakuya. But, like, besides those, I mean, when Sturm Ritter's first come down, he lost to them. But he beat some of Rankars in the Hikkomondo invasion arc and stuff. Like, he's got some W's. He's not completely weak. But what was I going to say about Rukia? Yeah, Rukia, I feel like I was disappointed at first when she got captured by the fear part because I was really hyped up for her. And I was like, dang, Renji just got his W like crazy. Like, she's about to get it easily. And then she was struggling. And you could say she lost. I would say she lost.
She lost.
Yeah.
Her brother showed up and made her going to the next level. But he really could have just bodied that dude instantly. Like, let's be real.
He's also one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, he's awesome. I like him. He's sweet. He's sweet. And he was like, I'm not even using my Bankai. Like, I don't need that to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's crazy. So when he showed up, I was like, all right, maybe he's going to save the day. But I think it was awesome that he kind of was like, you know, you're strong, you've gotten better, and then she was able to just tap into that next level and use her Bankai fully. So that was cool. I think her Bankai is awesome, though. Like, that's a dope. Yeah, it's very dangerous. Like he said, it's high risk, high reward, though. Like, if you come out of it too fast, you're going to die instantly. Like, it's wraps. So you have to really know how to control it, and you have to be on point. And so I kind of will take away the trash part because she does have an extremely hard Bankai to use. So, yeah.
But, what was I gonna say? Yeah, so she lost, but then Byakugo comes down. He's like, listen, you got nothing to fear. You're strong. You're powerful. You shouldn't have any more fears. And she's like, you're right, I don't have any fears. She just says no. And then the dude is like going psycho mode, going sicko mode about to kill them. And then she uses her Bankai. And then I was like, oh shit, she used her Bankai. And then she turns into like this, like, she turns into ice Elsa.
Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She turns into like this ice angel or whatever. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like the ice version of the squad, like captain's Bankai, like the fire, like the head captain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it reminds me of the ice version of that. Which also takes me to the point that Hitsugaya is a fraud.
Was that the name of the head captain? Or like the...
No. Let's bring up his face just so you can see who I'm talking about. The ice captain in Bleach.
With the white hair, right?
Yeah.
Why you say he's a fraud?
This man right here is a fraud. Because he don't even got the strongest ice sword at this point.
Yeah, but he didn't go and train with the freaking Squad Zero.
That's fair, but like,
this like, dude, imagine if he went. Imagine if he went instead of her. Like, are we even talking right now? He probably bodies that dude.
I don't know, bro. Like, he,
and he's younger, isn't he? Way younger. He's a kid.
But that's the right thing, though. He's supposed to be like a genius.
I mean, is he not a prodigy?
He's a
how old is he? Compared to Rukia.
Rookie is like 150 plus. He's like, I don't know. Let me see.
Did they say 15 years old?
Bro, he's not 15.
He's no, I thought that's what it said on Wikipedia.
100 something. That would just be funny if he's 15. What is his age? WeGotThisCovered.com. Jesus, where is he? Okay, he is between the ages of 100 and 200.
Looks about 12 years old. He's likely between the ages of 100 and 200. Why does Rukia have an exact number, though?
I don't know. But, I mean, to put in comparison, Kenpachi is 1,000 years old. So, that makes sense why he's so young.
Yeah, they say he's between 100 and 130. That's what it's saying on Neo Seeker, whatever this is. So they're about the same age.
I'm sure Rukia is older.
Older, yeah.
But that's
besides. He's still better. He's still better. He lost his Bankai. Bro, he lost his Bankai, trained, and still was kind of doing pretty good against the Quincy's. He was doing okay. He was losing, but he was doing okay.
Her power is definitely stronger than his.
I mean, she just makes everything super cold.
That's all he does.
Is that what he does? Less. I feel like he uses ice as a weapon, but she just makes everything cold. I mean, she still uses ice as a weapon too. I'm not going to say hers isn't better. I got to see like both in action. Hers seems like the best one so far. But it's easy to do that when you go and train with the person that created Bankais and Zanpakutos, and he can explain to you exactly how it works and what it is. You know what I mean? I can't say she's better than him. I can say she's better than him because she's had the training from the number one guy. But I can't just say she's better like because she's better. You get what I'm saying? Like, I think he has way more potential and he's better, but she's had the training to get to a place that's way above him. But if they were both on even playing field, I think he's trashing her.
You said it's easy, but they chose to bring Rukia there.
They did choose him. But you gotta also think this is plot. Like, she's been a main character. She's been a main. Am I tripping? Hey, she's been a main character.
He's got a main character.
That's not the case, bro. She's been like the main character, like along the main group of characters since the beginning of the show. You know what I mean? Like, what?
He's trash. Like, come on now. That's why he's not a main character.
But I guarantee Kenpachi is going to be stronger than her. He's not a main character. And he just went.
He's stronger than everybody. Probably.
That's what I'm saying. So you see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, just because he's just not a main character.
He's a fraud. He's a fraud,
man. I feel like you can't say he's trash. If like, isn't he like a fan favorite? Like, what?
I don't know. Not to me.
He's like one of the most one of the most recognizable people from Bleach.
He has one of the coolest designs and one of like the prettiest Bankais. But when it comes to actually getting W's,
he doesn't get dubs. He doesn't win.
I don't know, man. He acts very rashly in some moments. Like, he's messed up, but he technically beat the Quincy guy.
This is from 2019, October 15th. I'm going to take this with a grain of salt. It's from CBR. It says, Rukia would put up a strong fight against Hisugaya, and her absolute zero ability would give her a good chance. But at the end of the day, Hisugaya is more adept at using his ability, and his Bankai is maturing towards the end of the series. Puts it in a different bracket. I mean, it might be more. He might get better with his Bankai some more because after I lost it, I learned more about it. Like, I realized what it truly was. So if we see him use it again, it might be like on a whole nother level. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? But based on what we've seen, I will say Rukia is better than him currently. But from my knowledge of what I know from the two characters, given the opportunity to train or given the opportunity to use his Bankai again, I think it'll surpass hers.
Okay. Well, we'll see where the series ends. I was saying, you want to bet on it?
I'm not gonna bet against the main character being weaker than the side. She is, bro. She had a whole arc dedicated to saving her. So she's like a top, like pillar in the show.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I think she should be a captain by the end. That's all I'm saying. I think she should take his spot as captain. Actually, no. That's not true. Because there are bigger frauds in the captains. Because the dude with the...
The knuckles, right?
The knuckle the fire guy. Knuckles. Yeah. Him. And the musical constructor guy.
Yeah. But the musical dude was going to win until the guy popped his ears out.
That's true. But he also gave him like an opportunity. Thing to do. The knuckle guy gave him the opportunity to even use that.
Yeah. And they didn't know. They didn't know that the little guy was like a power-up thing for him.
Yeah. Mister! Okay. That's all I got for Bleach. Rukia did her thing. Byakuya. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. I don't care. He's one of my favorites. It's weird, like...
Oh, and we found out why they got that shit on, though. Like, the turbans and everything, they had to wear it because it takes a lot to travel from the top to down, because they couldn't just send them in a little pillar.
Oh.
That's what they said to Ichigo. They're like, yeah, you got to wear this stuff to protect yourself from the, like from the elements and stuff or the environment.
That's why he had the drip on.
Yeah. That's why he got that shit on. He got that shit on. Mm-hmm.
I thought he was gonna take the stairs. He just flew down the middle.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't gonna take the stairs. Let's be honest. I knew he wasn't doing that shit.
Snake way, so Goku snake.
Yeah, but even then, Goku didn't take snake. He started flying. Remember?
He did.
He was like, he was running. Way. He was running at first, and he was like, "Oh, I gotta go!" And he jumped up and started flying.
Oh. Okay.
Or no, he flew back. I think he flew back, but he ran there. But he flew because he had to fly back to Earth.
Okay. I thought he was just going to take the stairs. And then he just flew down the middle. I was like, this man cheating. Like, how's the body even take that? Let's talk about some Zom. This week's episode was great to me.
Oh, yeah, it was really good. I knew they were going to meet back up. I knew that's the girl of his dreams, bro.
You think that's the girl?
That's the girl of his dreams, yeah. That's the girl.
I feel like there's another out there for him.
You think so?
I feel like he might become the guy of her dreams.
You don't think it'll be required? Like, they won't both? I think they'll both like each other. He likes her already. She's kind of liking him. She's like, he's too risky, you know. She's trying not, but he's in there. Like old dude would say from Everybody Hates Chris. He's in there.
You're so in there. So yeah, this episode was called Hero of the Dad. We get a little flashback of Akira as a kid dressing up like a hero, saving other kids from bullies, things like that. So then we find out that I don't know if this was his main dream or maybe just
Like every child used to want to be a hero. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't think that. And when I was, I'm like, I don't think that really counts, but okay, you know, I guess. So
he wanted to be a hero when he's a kid, which a lot of kids wanted to be. So I'm trying to remember, why did they go to the aquarium?
Because he had to get that suit. He knew that aquariums, they have suits that don't let sharks bite through it because it's like chainmail copper or carbon fiber or something. So, like, it'll still hurt, which we see because he gets bit by zombies.
Yeah.
It's like three of them just piling on him, biting him. And he was like, why does it still hurt? And then he was like, it's because it only protects me from, like, penetration, but I will still feel, you know, like, the pain. So he gets the suit. He spray paints it. It looked really good. Like, his costume looked really good. It was blue and red. And then it cuts to this bus, which is kind of weird. Like, I'm surprised people are still trying to take main transport. Like,
that's
the
what I was confused.
I was like, this makes no sense. Like, it's a bunch of cars, and there's people. They were supposed to be going to some dock or something, and we didn't know she was on the bus. They didn't show her on the bus until like after everybody started running towards Akira to the aquarium, and then she runs past, and he's like, oh snap, it's her again, and then he starts like punching the zombies and whatnot. And then once he sees her, then he's like, oh, I got to go up another level to try to impress her. And then that's when he just got jumped on and they started biting him. But he was able to get him off and threw him in the water over the bridge. And then he came back and was talking to, I forgot the name of his friend, but they were just talking about what was going on.
He was under there for a while, wasn't he? Just covering zombies.
Yeah. He was outside for a long time getting bit up.
Do suits like that actually exist in real life?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do, yeah. I doubt that it will stop full-on penetration from, like, a shark. Like, if a shark bit you, I'm pretty sure they would get through. But I'm super sure it's, like, super resistant, though.
Okay.
Like, to the point, like, if they faintly bite you, it won't hurt you. Like, I literally just seen a video on Twitter. This guy was he was swimming with sharks, and the shark bit him on the leg. But it was, like, no blood or nothing. But, like, he kind of, like, snipped at him.
Okay.
And then he, like, swam away and, like, started holding him by the nose, like, to push him back. So I'm pretty sure they exist.
What's today? Was this week Shark Week?
What, like in real life?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know they have that thing.
I was just trying to come up with a reason why they pushed.
They delayed the episode.
Back.
Damn, but that shit was a month ago.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't know. That happens, and then. When they get inside, doesn't he just like ask?
Yeah, he's like, you want to, exchange contacts again? And she was like, you know, I don't want to exchange contacts with anyone like you because you're too risky and you put the people that love you at like risk and all this other stuff. And then she started like psychoanalyzing them, saying like the reason you would probably want to be a hero is because you probably were like a loser in real life and you need something to make yourself feel better. And was like, what the heck?
And then, low self-esteem.
Yeah, like low self-esteem. And then they both are just like, she is freaking crazy. Like, what the heck? And then his friend started taking up for him. And then he was kind of just thinking about, like, dang, I kind of do, like, put my friends at risk and stuff, kind of thinking about what she was actually saying. But then, they were just talking. And then it was, like, a little funny moment. And she was like, you don't analyze anything. So, yeah, we're not going to exchange numbers. And then that's when a freaking zombie shark, a shark that ate a bunch of zombies, broke out of the aquarium. And now the zombies are walking, but the shark
that
is still.
Weird.
Yeah, I'm like, what the heck is going on? And but then the fish were also zombies too, like the fish that were coming out. It seemed like they were zombies.
Yeah. I didn't really get that. But
so yeah, and then they're, and then he goes to check it out. They go check it out at first, and then he's like, all right, we gotta run. We gotta run. Like, we can't fight this. So everybody's running, and then they get to this little area. They find a little room. And then the girl, the first girl that hopped out the bus, started freaking out, and she grabbed the analyst girl, this, you know, analyst, the risk analyst, and threw her to the ground. She threw her to the ground, which she didn't even need to do. Like, they both were going to make it.
Bro,
but she just grabbed
like that
her
are
and
so
threw her back.
Funny in, like, zombie movies. Like, just throwing people for no reason.
Yeah. Like, get out the way. So she threw her down, and then they all get inside, and then Akira realizes, like, oh, she didn't make it.
Yeah, she felt bad, like, about it.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, we can't get back through because the door got, you know, like, it got smacked, so it can't open anymore. And then he was like, he just disappeared and hopped through the vents. And then he came back, and then she was like, oh, you came back to save me? Like, what are you doing? And then they started fighting the shark zombie, and she had a good plan. She was like, sharks have a... They send stuff through, like, electromagnetism or whatever, like, through some electric wave somehow. And she was like, if there's batteries around, we can get some batteries, and if you touch it, it'll make them like go into shock or something. So they're just running trying to find batteries. He's dodging, stalling, and then she eventually gets the batteries and throws it to him. But also the other dude showed up because they were both about to die, and he was scared to hop down, but he got naked, fully naked.
Bruh.
And like they censored it though, but he was literally butt naked, just shaking his butt trying to get the shark to bite him. And then the shark ran over and almost got him, but he got back up. And then that's when they were able to get the plan to work, and he punched the shark in the nose and saved the day. It was really cool animation though. Like, the art style was awesome. It looked good. It looked really good.
Like, what did he do? What did he give her, like a flashlight or something? Like, what was it?
It was batteries. She took the batteries out the flashlight and then gave him the batteries, because apparently, like, shark sensed through electricity or something. And he was like, and she was like, yeah, if you take the batteries and you touch it, it'll basically just incapacitate the shark, like overwhelm its senses or something, and it'll pass out. And so that's what he did. And then they all get out, and then they're just talking to each other, and she's like, so what are you gonna do from here, like, after this? And she was like, probably find someplace safe to stay. And they were like, what about, he was like, you know, you could team up with us. And she was like, nah, I'm good. And she was, and then she was like, she said something, she was like, yeah, you still put your friends at risk to save someone you don't know. And then he was like, but you're someone I do care about now, miss. And then she started blushing and stuff. And then she started like getting more angry, not angry, but she was trying to like divert and say stuff like, da da da, like, you're still crazy, like, what do you mean, that was stupid, blah blah blah, all this other stuff. And then they were riding away, and he was like, so what do you want to, his friend was like, so what do you want to do now, Akira? He was like, I want to go find my family, because I'm pretty sure they're safe, because they're in Japan's best kept secret, which is like some place in Japan that's like super low key. I'm assuming it's like a rural area, like in the woods or something. And they said it's a whole town, and they got everything set up, and it's safe there. So he's like, let's go there to go see my parents. And I bet she's going to end up being there too. Yeah, yeah. And he got her contact information. And I bet you she's going to be there, because her risk analysis is going to say this is a super safe place to be. It's boarded up. They have resources. So they'll probably get there, and she'll probably be there as well somehow.
Do you think his parents are alive?
Yeah, I think so. The show's not that dark. Like, they had moments when people died, but it's not that dark. You know what I mean? Because if it wanted to get dark, his friend would have died when he tried to jump across the, to the next building.
I don't know.
So
man.
I think his parents might be alive.
They could be.
Obviously, I'm rooting for his parents to be alive, but they could be dead. We don't know anything about his parents, though, how smart they are.
Yeah.
But this is a great episode. I feel like not every single episode, one of the episodes weren't as good, but still good, but this one's really good. I feel like this episode felt more of like a My Hero Academia episode than like the entire last season of My Hero Academia. Like, I felt like this like scratched my itch for My Hero that I feel like I haven't been getting from My Hero. Yeah. For like a while.
Like, you didn't like last season?
Eh, not really. It wasn't. It was okay.
It was a super long fight. The fight was definitely drawn out. Oh, I didn't like his little Batman arc.
Yeah,
that shit was ass to me.
It's been
doesn't
all
make
right.
any sense.
The manga has also been all right for a while. So, but I feel like this show kind of encapsulated what I feel like people liked about My Hero Academia in that episode. And the suit looked cool. The animation was cool on the punch and stuff. I don't know if the girl is going to be there, but I can't tell if the show, like, how dark it is or how dark
I don't think it's dark
get.
At all. I mean, we got some people that die, but, like, I don't know. I don't think it's going to get too crazy.
We'll see. We'll see. Hopefully.
Oh, and she also brought up how, like, they're the exact opposite. She was like, we're incompatible because you're trying to do everything you do before you become a zombie, and I'm trying to do everything I can do so I don't become a zombie.
Right.
But you know what they say, man.
He's in there.
Opposite attract.
I only talk about... I'll say Malevolent for last because that was a lot that I watched yesterday. I watched the whole thing yesterday. Rurouni Kenshin, we got the murderer from the end of last episode being reintroduced. He's apparently a renowned murderer for like 20 years or something.
He even
like that.
Joined. He was working with Kenshin, but he just because he likes to kill people.
Right. So he's this crazy dude, loves killing people. He used to be on the side, I guess, of the government.
He was against
the imperialists.
Kenshin. Yeah, and then they were like, you can't do this. You're killing people. And he was like, all right, I'll just join the other side.
Right.
Join the other side to kill more people.
So, yeah, he's just doing his job and then murdering people on the side. And then they caught him. They were going to probably execute him, judge him, whatever they were going to do. And then he ran away from them and then joined the revolutionary side to kill people and ended up helping the revolution. And now, obviously, the revolution is over because they took over. But he's still been killing people for years. And I guess, is the word that he specifically goes after?
He was going against, like, the imperialists who changed their tune, who were like, you know, we're doing this for all the people who are like, you know, the low class and giving them an opportunity. But once they got the power, they kind of stopped helping the low class and just took the money and basically kind of became who they were fighting against. And he was like, I'm going to go kill those people because that's not cool. Even though like that's
I didn't even know he had that motive.
That motive. Yeah, it's like a fair motive. But at the same time, he's like also just like killing people. But he's using that as confused. Like a reason, you know, like as a reason to kill people.
Like, I didn't know if he had, like, an actual motive with the good reason behind it, or he's just a killer. But he's very crazy. So, there's a, I guess, a revolutionary armory, old general or member, whatever he was, old leader, who is now obviously just a political figure at this point. And he's in danger of being killed by the killer. So then, he has guards, but the police chief guy, this guy with the glasses, is like, you need better guards than this. Like, this isn't going to be enough to, like, save you from him. So he goes to Kenshin directly, and gets him to guard him. And then Kenshin agrees because he wants to fight the guy one-on-one and stop him. So then they go and protect him. At first, the guy is like, what are you talking about? Like, are you disrespecting my men? Like, these are all enough. And then Kenshin comes in, and he's like, oh, shit. And he's like, oh, snap, it's Kenshin. Like, hello, sir, how are you doing?
And he was also saying, he was talking about, like, how he survived, like, being able to go through some woods. And he was like, yeah, remember when I guarded you in the forest?
From all those arrows.
You're lying. And bombs. You're capping. Like, you ain't do nothing. You just sat there and got gateway to the freaking destination.
Yeah, so he was a big fraud. And then Kenshin comes in, and then the guy with the bandana comes in, and he's like, oh, look at all these guys. He's like, I know all you guys. And then they're all scared of him or whatever. So obviously he probably beat them up at some point. So then they can take control of the guarding. Duke strikes at, I don't know, midnight or something. I don't know what time
it was. Yeah, he was supposed to come at a certain time, and then it hit midnight, and they were like, he's not here yet. And then he breaks the window and then slices this dude's back. Slices him in the back, and they're like, oh, he's here. And then everybody gets up, because they were playing a game, and Kenshin was telling them about a certain special technique that he probably is using that's causing him to be able to get people to, you know, be stuck.
The Shinoipo, whatever.
So he used it, and then he was like, Kenshin was like, that's kind of a, I think he said it was like kind of a lame way to kill people, because it's like you just immobilize them and then you just go and kill them. Like, that's,
well,
kinda...
he said like it's usually used in like, it's usually used against like a fighting opponent, not necessarily to keep people that are not fighting completely stuck in place.
Yeah.
So it says kind of like a maniacal way of using it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder if, I don't know which, no, I'm sure this came out first. I wonder if Oda, the person who writes One Piece, got Conqueror's Haki from this, because Conqueror's Haki is kind of like the same thing where it's like their spirit, their spirit is like so powerful that it like overtakes the other person. By like being around them or like looking at them, and then they either completely pause or just pass out. And I feel like he might have got it from this, possibly. He uses his technique. They're all paused up. They're like, oh, and then Kenshin does like this, like his like power up move, and he's like, you must maintain your spirit or something.
Yeah, he's like, as long as your spirit is on the same level or higher, you won't be frozen. Like, your fighting spirit, though. He was like, basically, don't be scared. Like, if you're not scared, then you'll be able to fight him.
And I don't remember if we talked about this or not, but I was trying to debate whether this was, like if there was going to be, like, some powers in this show or not. Or
I don't consider that a power. You think that's a power? I guess it kind of is, like, a technique. But it's not, like... But Kenshin was saying you have to train to use this technique. So I think anybody can do it. I wouldn't consider it a power, though.
I feel like it's one of those things that's like teetering the line.
Of like a power?
I don't know. Like, back in the day, people used to talk about like people...
Techniques that could freeze.
Yeah, like they would talk about like people that are like so scary that you would be like frozen in place and things like that.
I mean, some people do freeze from fear, though, like in real life.
Yeah. So it might be one of those things. It like teeters the line. The dude breaks in. Kenshin obviously starts fighting him. Breaks his sword. Oh, wait, no. The bandana guy breaks his sword because he goes straight for the general. And then he gets stabbed through the forearm casually. Kenshin goes at him. I think Kenshin gets like cut on the hand.
He cut him on his little like wrist. And then he broke his hat. And then he was like, this is even better. The general's no longer, or whoever, the guy's no longer my target. You're my target. And I'll see you soon. And then he just jumps out the window. And then Kenshin and what's his name are walking in the rain. Wasn't it raining? It was either nighttime. I know it was nighttime. It might have been raining too. But he was like, why'd you do this? You didn't have to do this. He was like, this was my plan. I was hoping that he would come after me instead. It'll make it easier. Because now he'll come after me and I can fight him one-on-one. like you were saying earlier. And then he also was telling him, like, I don't need you guys to, like, you know, come in or try to help or anything. I can handle it. I don't want you guys to get hurt. So just tell everybody back at the dojo, you know, stay put. Don't butt in. And I'll be waiting for him at this place. He shouldn't have told him where he was going to be waiting for him at. I'm not going to lie. He should have just been like, I'll be waiting for him and you'll see me when you see me.
Yeah. Because there were multiple ball drops here. Him telling him where he was going to wait him at. And then the bandana dude was supposed to keep her there. And
yeah.
He lets her go.
I don't think that's his fault, though. She's a freaking, oh my God, bro. Like, you are literally just attention, like seeking attention. Like, oh my, do you hear yourself? She's like, I don't want him to forget me. I don't want Kenshin to leave enough. I'm like, oh my God, bro. Are you serious? This dude is a mass murderer. And you're like, and he was like, yes, you should stay put because Kenshin's about to fight the dude. And if you go, he literally said, if you go there, you're just going to get in his way. Like, you're not going to help him. And she was like, I don't care. I'm going to go there because if Kenshin leaves and he forgets us, I'll be extremely sad. Like, what? What is the rationale? Where's the logic? And then she goes up there and she talks to him and gives her spiel. And he's like, oh, yeah, I would never forget you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll come back. And then the dude pops up and kidnaps her. And now, right, he's on a boat, just flies down the stream, grabs her. And then Kendra's like, no, what are you doing? Don't get away. It was so like Looney Tune, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what the heck?
I got you, Batman.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm like, all right, bro. Like, all right, bro. I thought he was gonna show up, and I didn't think it was gonna be like that. I did think something along those lines were gonna happen, but the way it happened was just so crazy. I'm like, what the heck? But it was a good episode. I liked the episode. She's just an idiot. Like, what the heck, bro? It would have been better off. I thought he was going to go to the dojo because he was there. That's what I thought was going to happen. Like, he wasn't going to show up at the location. And then Kenshin would figure, like, oh, no, he's at the dojo. And then when he got to the dojo, it would be like a note or something like, meet me here if you want them back. You know what I'm saying? Not she goes to him and gets kidnapped in front of, like, I don't know. That was kind of weird, but it was still a good episode, though.
Because he was also at the dojo.
Yeah, you heard him laughing, right? He was like, yeah. In the background. I'm like, all right, maybe this is how it happens. So, but yeah, they could have did that better. I think that would have been cooler. It would have made more sense if they did it the other way.
Yeah, maybe he was just trying to determine, like, what would be important enough for Kenshin. Yeah, but he already agreed to meet up with Kenshin, but he said he was trying to make him mad. So.
Yeah, because he wants them to fight with full power. He wants them to try to kill him.
Yeah, you think Kenshin will kill him?
Nah,
I think Kenshin will kill him.
You think he'll actually kill him because of the girl?
Yeah, I think he'll kill him. I feel like this anime is gonna take a dark turn at some point.
Yeah, I think it's gonna get more serious. I think it's already been getting a little more serious. Like, every person that's shown up has slightly gotten more serious and more serious. Like, the first two, the brothers, remember, they were killing people. I mean, it is kind of already serious because people are dying. It's just that the main characters aren't dying. But there's civilians getting slain. Like, right? Like, this dude just killed a whole platoon of people. They're like, yeah, he's killed, like, over 100 people. And every time he shows up, they're all dead.
I don't know when the turning point will be, but I have a feeling that the show will get more serious. Let's talk about Malevolent here while I got some few minutes left. I know you didn't see yesterday's episode. Let me tell you, man. I am missing JJK right now.
I'm not gonna lie. I was watching this. I'm like, bruh, the art style. I'm like, bruh. Like, it's a good show. Like, the story is good. But, like, the art style and the animation, I'm like, bro. This shit's kind of ass. Like, when we came back to it, remember I was telling you, like, I was watching, I was like, we should do Rurouni instead? It's because I watched, like, the first two episodes when it came back, and I was like, yeah. Like, I still like the story. It still interests me, but it's definitely not the same quality as these other shows we're watching in terms of animation and the way it looks. So,
you know what it was?
when we first watched it, we already had a bad batch of shows.
Yeah, we had a bad batch of shows. Like, it was really bad. It was really bad.
Like, we had Trigun, this was like, and Revenge.
Yeah, yeah. And this was like, it wasn't great, but it was good. It was good enough.
Was,
you know what I mean? Like,
it
was better than the other two. Yeah. It was better than the other two. And I still think the story is great. I still think the story is super good. Like, I enjoy the story and the character. It's just the way it looks in the art sometimes is like, damn.
Like, I was like, and it was worse for me because I had to binge it. Like, I had the
yeah, watch every single episode.
I didn't get to watch any episodes. I watch Bleach, Zom, and Rurouni on Monday, and then at work, I spent the whole time watching this show, trying to get caught up on it. So I watched all 7 episodes yesterday, and I was just like, oh my god. Like, I like tried to get to the end of this so bad. Like, I feel like it all kind of like meshed together for me. Like, I feel like there wasn't a lot happening for the 7 episodes, but the overarching story isn't bad necessarily. Yeah.
Because she got captured, he showed up, he fought the umbrella, then everybody else showed up, and then the umbrella, like, broke her little bond or whatever, and like, not killed the dude, but the dude that was holding her together to make sure that she wouldn't become, like, this god thing or whatever, suppressing her god curse or whatever thing.
Or something, I don't remember.
Yeah, and then the umbrella was able to incapacitate him, so the barrier's gone, and then she got captured, and then the people were like, oh, since this guy's not here to like suppress you anymore, you got to stay here. And then it was literally just her staying at that place, like working. And then the other guy was like, I need to get stronger, so I got to use my Dora pools, because he's been using his brothers and sisters, but he can't get to his full potential because it's not his weapon. So he was training with those, and now he has to use them, because you have to, in order to get a better relationship with the door pools, you have to use it. And since he hasn't used it at all, it's basically like he's starting from like zero. And then it's a bunch of stuff, like political stuff, like, oh, you got to meet with the Bureau of whatever it's called, the Saenomes or whatever, to see what you can do or what we're going to do with you, because you're a huge risk right now. And then they're traveling, and then that's when the umbrella shows back up and stomps on the car. That's pretty much literally everything that happened.
And you know what? That was only like episode 6.
Yeah.
Or episode 5 and 6. The whole episode 1 through 4. I don't even know. Like, I honestly, I think it was more just
remember,
like slice of life.
Slice of life. That's what I was saying. Like, it's kind of weird, like how they're acting weird with each other, because they both like each other, but they don't want to like say it. Remember I was telling you that, like, it's like a rom-com, like it was feeling like a slice of life rom-com for like the first 2 or 3 episodes. And then that's when her friends got captured, because they were walking home, because they were like, remember, they didn't kidnap them, but her two friends were like questioning them about their relationship, and talking like, do you like her, or what would you do for her, and all this other stuff.
That's literally all episode 1 through 4 was him getting questioned by different people, because he also got questioned by the other Suko, what are they called? Tsukumogami, yeah. Whatever. I was calling them the fucking objects. Spirits. He got questioned by the other spirits.
Yeah.
The little girl spirit questioned him and took him out.
Yeah, took him on a date. And it was like, see, this is how you treat a woman. Basically trying to teach him how to give a good date and things to do, preparing him. And so.
And try to get a gauge of how he feels.
Yeah.
That was basically all episode 1 through 4. And then 5, you're saying like, is that that's 5? I think
her friends are walking home and they get kidnapped. Yeah, and then he's like, I can sense the umbrella. And then he made that crazy face. Did you see that?
Yeah.
When he was like smiling, like all deviously, like, oh, I can kill the umbrella. But then he kind of figured out, like, I don't think this is the same umbrella, but there's a group of umbrellas. So.
And I'm kind of sad that you didn't get to see episode 7, because I felt like that was the episode where things, I feel like, are starting to get more entertaining for me, at least.
Yeah.
But it was the very last episode. I was like, did you see when she was helping out all around the place?
Yeah, yeah, I seen that. That was the last episode. That was prior to when the umbrella stumped on a car. because everybody was like, oh, she's such a bad, like, they, she had a bad, you know, presence around her name.
Right.
Because everybody was like, she's not good. She's evil. She's not a real person. She's like half human, half spirit. And then everybody started seeing her like helping around, doing chores, just kind of like doing busy work. Cause she was like, you know, I don't like sitting here. I want to at least do something, like be helpful. And so everybody's been like, oh, she's super nice. She's a good person. All this other stuff.
So, yeah. So we got our main developments. We got the Umbrella. See, you haven't even seen, I feel like you haven't even seen what all. There's a big twist in 7. So I guess we'll just talk about that next time.
Okay. I know they said like she is the reason the Umbrella potentially like turned up like that, because when she got kidnapped, that traumatic event caused her to like unleash this huge light, and that's what she, and they, he was like, this is why all the spirits follow you, because like you're like their god and they're waiting on you to awaken,
right?
And like, you know,
because she got so, she got like two people just came up and were like, we're her parents,
her family. Yeah. And they were like, oh, they were like, oh, you're I mean, they, I think they were related. I think the girl was related, but the dude was wasn't, and he was using the woman to get to her, because remember, she was like, I don't think this is good. And then she ran away with her, trying to get her back. And then that's when the dude showed up and started going crazy. And that's why they crashed.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, that happened last season, yeah. Like, the woman was feeling, she was feeling bad about it, because I think she is an actual relative. She was like, this isn't right. And then she ran away, like, diverted from the dude. And they were living in a hotel and stuff for, like, some weeks. And she was like, the girl, she was like, I actually like that, because, like, that was the first time I really felt like somebody was my family outside of the spirits. And she was actually like taking care of her and, you know, like treating her good. But then when they were trying to get back, the dude finally found him again on the road and like drove him off the road and killed the woman. And then the girl had to like protect herself. And that's when she like unleashed her. No, nobody's seen what happened. So nobody's seen what happened. But the Saint Gnomes, they showed up because like it was huge, like spiritual pressure or whatever. And when they got there, she was regular, but it was like just cars crashed and trees knocked over and then a dead body and stuff. So nobody saw exactly what happened, but they knew she caused something. And that ever since that day, that's when they were like, all right, we gotta, you know, like keep an eye on her, because she could really, you know, like do something or change the balance of things.
I just have two more things to say about the show. I really enjoy the traveling music group.
the instruments,
yeah, the musical tribe or music group, whatever they are. I thought it was interesting that they explained like the three families are each allowed to have their own like private spirits that they allow to exist for specific reasons, even though this guy, like,
he didn't even know his
in like slavery, but
oh yeah, yeah. But the kid, remember the guy? He was like the main character. He was like, oh snap, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, because
he's like, he's a royal family too, and they were explaining stuff. He was like, oh, I didn't know that. And they were like, what? You're like, because he's like next in line to be the like the head of the family or whatever.
Granada.
Yeah, and they were like, how don't you know this stuff? He was like, I just been focused on like
he just trains.
Combat. Yeah, like I don't read any books. I'm just trying to kill spirits.
It's also crazy to me that he was using his brothers and sisters instead of his own this whole time.
Yeah, this whole time, yeah.
Because
imagine where he would be.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, why did he use probably just mental?
But he holds it dear to him. Like he was like that, you know. He was saying he wants to kill the spirit with their door pulls because. Okay. He was like, he uses them because it keeps my hatred alive. Like, I can look down at him and literally, that's what he said. He was like, I can look down at him and it'll make me remember, like, I'll never forget, you know. Even though I feel like you don't need that to not forget, like, they killed your, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that's something you'll forget, but, you know.
Well, he switched them, I'm sure. I'm sure he still has the same amount of hatred.
Hatred, yeah. He just realized if he wants to, because he lost, kind of. He needed help from everybody else. He was like, I couldn't do it on my own, so I got to make this switch so I can actually reach my full potential. And his uncle called him, I think, or his grandpa was like, you know, you got to use your real things because you're never going to get to where you need to or where you want to be.
And did you see the part where, like, the girl, the pink hair,
like asked him on a date.
Oh yeah, on a date, and he was down. Like, he was like, nah, yeah. And she was like, ah, dang. She was like, we could go on a date and talk about it, or we can go here. We can go
overnight stay.
Overnight stay. Yeah, and he was like, nah, I'm good. We can just talk about it now, and and that'll be it. So she's trying to be in there too, but.
And then the brothers, but I was going to say, did you see the part when the brothers lectured him?
Yeah.
For like 5 hours. He's like, I can't believe they lectured me for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Because he lost. But the only other thing I was going to say about this is that I have a theory. I think that the main girl, I think she's the umbrella spirit that killed him.
Oh, you think that's who it is? Okay. I was kind of feeling the same way because when they said like the umbrella caused, but how would she be in that place at the same time?
Was it at the, like, what do you mean?
I think they were saying the reason the umbrella spirit happened is because she was in distress, and that caused the umbrella spirit to like get that power up or whatever. I do think they're going to be connected or something, but remember, every time the umbrella shows up, they're like, Matt, you're my master. Like, you're my master. So
right, that's what made me think that.
Yeah, so.
And there's also something weird about the umbrella spirit. Like, it used like tags, like the human, the tags like the humans use.
Oh, humans like use, yeah,
steel and stuff. Like, it had those like set up like a trap already. You remember that
in the first fight
when it shows the flashback this season of his
brother and sister dying. They had like tags on the arm, right?
Yeah, like their power, like the girl tried to use like tags or like a power and it like reversed on her. And then they were like, they had tags already set up here. Like, it was a trap. Like, the umbrella spirit had like tags set up. So there's something going on. I don't know. But my theory is that she's the umbrella. Which would be, I want to know how. I feel like he would still accept her, though. Maybe that would be how he got over his revenge somehow.
Yeah. I think he'll still get his revenge, but I think that, I don't know. You think he won't kill the umbrella spirit? The only way I don't see that happen is if she is the umbrella spirit. Then that'll be like, damn.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I feel like they can break the two. Because it almost seems like they don't want her to be have the Mare Bito or whatever that thing is that makes her a god. It sounds like they want to extract that from her so she can be a regular person. So maybe if it is her, they can extract the umbrella so it's like two different people. And then he can kill the umbrella and she can be a regular human.
Possibly, yeah. I thought it was more like, I didn't really, when I remember them talking about it, I thought it was more like a sealing or like suppression of it.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is who like, she is.
Yeah.
But they were saying she can choose. They were saying, like, she can awaken it or she can't awaken it. Like, right. But once it awakens, then it's just over. Like, that's what she is.
And that's what the umbrella is, like, the other umbrella is.
Yeah,
like,
the umbrella. It's kind of like with Tengen. They want Tengen to ascend to the next stage. And they're like, no, you got to assimilate. Like, we need you to assimilate with someone else so you don't get to that next phase.
This really is JJK Light.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying. The characters look the same, too, kind of. the hair, the...
This is just, like, JJK Pee-wee version. But, all right. Animation of the week.
Zom. Or, no, Bleach.
Actually, I didn't even think about animation. I should have thought about that more. What do I have? Bleach, Zom, Moroni. I'd say Bleach, too, for animation. With Rukia's Bankai. Her Bankai is also my moment of the week, though.
Yeah, I'll say that, too. Or, no, my moment is when her brother showed up. And he was like, I'm not even using my Bankai. He was like, you know how my Bankai works. I'm not using it. And he was like, what? You aren't using your Bankai? And he was like, yeah, you're not strong enough. I don't need it to use it. He was like, I won't let you say those words to me or something like that. he was like, how dare you talk to me like that or something along those lines. And then he was like, yeah, you know, like, real talk, I could just kill you, but I'm going to let my sister handle it. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to.
I don't know
the English dub, fight, but the English dub. I don't even need to handle my light work real quick. I don't even need to talk to this dude. So that was cool. Him showing up was my moment of the week. That was okay. My moment of the week.
Yeah, my moment of the week was her.
Has his sword always never had a blade?
No, I mean, he can use the blade.
No, I'm saying, but there's no blade on it. It's just the hilt. I know it was like made with flowers, but like, was it always like that?
Yeah. Like, whenever he uses like the flowers, there's no sword.
Okay.
Yeah. But I guess even without Bankai,
because he also fought Ichigo at the like, that's when Ichigo used his first the skinny sword, right? Then they fight and yeah. Okay.
And there was a point in the fight where he was using the Bankai, and like all the swords were around, and it was like this point where he was like, this is the form of Bankai I use where like I throw away all defense, I'm doing offense, and yeah, like, I'm not even going to use the flowers, like I'm just going to use my blade. And I think that's like the only time I remember when his blade was out at the same time, at least I think.
Okay.
But yeah, that's that guy. And then my episode of the week was Zom.
Because yeah, again, I agree.
I just feel like really that was episode. That was more MHA than I've seen of it from MHA for a while now. That was good. So yeah, I think are we good here?
Yep.
Any predictions? Anything else?
No predictions for me. I think his parents will be alive. That'll be my only prediction. Malevolent, the umbrella thing's gonna pop. I gotta watch the episode. I'm gonna watch it and see what happens. And Bleach, I don't know. Somebody else is gonna fight. I don't know who's gonna fight. We'll just see. I feel like this season, or I don't want to say this. Oh, okay. If it's Kenpachi, that'll be lit. I was also gonna say, I feel like this season and is like fan service. Not bad fan service, like in the sense of, you know, a lot of people wanted to see these characters fight at a super high level, and this arc allows him to, the creator, to showcase characters who might not have gotten that much shine in the previous seasons or whatever, can now really get a full fight. Yeah. I could be wrong about that, but that's what it feels like. Like, good fan service, not like, you know, boobs and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely that. Like, he's.
I was going to mention this too about Kishimoto's board. I'm like, is this even Naruto anymore? Like, they don't even look like ninjas. Like, what is this?
Like a vampire.
What is this, bro? Like, what is this?
Sarda looks just like a hooker, and then Boruto.
This is something I can see somebody wearing today.
Yeah, like to the club or something.
Yeah, like, bro, what is going on? Anyway.
Boruto is giving me like Mihawk and Zoro from One Piece, like combined right now. And then Sarada just looks like she's going for a night out. And then that guy, I don't even know him. But I don't know. I don't watch the show. I don't know what's going on.
Opium face.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Apparently the time skip is going to happen, and everybody's like, don't switch up now. Don't switch up. The time skip, I don't want it. Bro, it's been like 6 years, bro. Like, nobody, bro, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I swear, like, the most delusional fan base.
Like, do not worry about it, bro. Nobody is switching up. It's been like 7 years.
This account that's pretending to be Kishimoto keeps tweeting on my timeline. It's whatever. I mean, they look... like, they're not bad designs. They're cool designs.
Yeah, they're not bad. It just
doesn't remind me of Naruto.
At all. That's my thing. Like, the designs don't look bad. Like, they look cool, but it's just like, bro, how did we go from ninjas to niggas in leather jackets and designer belts? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not Shinobi understanding. Like, bro, what is going on, bro? Like...
yeah, it's kind of
what are they saying in the comics? Looks cool to me. I get it's not my cup of tea personally, though. I really just think that's the art. To be fair, I think this just ain't it. Ain't the best pick of him. I seen some clean ones, not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie, Kishimoto's art is kind of weird. I feel like it's changed a little bit. Like, sometimes when I see like the faces and stuff, I don't know. It looks kind of, I don't know. Sometimes it just looks weird.
These things look like straight out of Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
I don't, like, is Kishimoto drawing this?
Yeah, he's drawing it, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought, did he take it over or something?
Yeah, he came back. He came back. Remember, he was trying to do that's like Samurai 7 thing.
Yeah, and it didn't. For a little bit.
Yeah, it didn't pan out. So he's like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna go back to Naruto or Boruto."
Hey man, they ain't broke, don't fix it. but yeah, that's all I got for this week. 2 weeks until the Jujutsu comes back.
Yep.
Which means I don't know how many episodes of Malevolent there will be, but I figure we could probably finish. I'm sure there's only going to be 12 episodes, I think. Right? There was only 12 last season, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we could probably finish that.
Shibuya arc.
Yeah. Shibuya arc.
Here it comes. Everybody dies, apparently.
Yeah, everyone's hyping it up to be, like, sad.
Yeah.
But
they said a lot of people die.
I feel like there ain't that many characters that I care about.
Well, there you go. That's why I'm like damn. Yeah. I'm like, damn. People are saying that, what's his name's not even really the main character.
Yuji,
yeah.
Who's the main character? Gojo?
Megumi.
There's the thing about Sukuna liking Megumi.
Yeah, he wants his body. He wants his body.
The only character that I feel like I would care if they died is like
Yuji.
Like the main cast, like the main
Megumi, Gojo. Everybody else is pretty much expendable to me, I ain't gonna lie.
I would care.
Oh yeah, she got a huge for me. She got a huge not Nanami, but the girl with the hammer and the nails. That last episode from like two seasons or last season when they were fighting on the highway, she got like huge points for me. Like she went way up because she was going crazy with the nail and the hammer, and I was like, oh snap, she's actually really good. Yeah. So like if she was to die, I wouldn't feel like a type of way about it, but I'd be like, damn. Because I feel like we haven't really got to see her fully. But not if Nanami died, I would be like, that would suck.
Yeah. Like if Nanami died, if Toto died, I would care. And then maybe like Maki or the panda guy. I would care about Maki and panda guy. Maki. That's actually a lot of characters. Maki's the girl with the glasses.
I know, with the glasses.
You don't like her?
She's cool, but I don't know. I don't know. She doesn't really. I feel like she's important, but I don't have like a huge connection to her character like that.
The guy doesn't talk.
Dude with the muscles.
Toto? That's Toto.
If he dies, I'd be like,
I'll be
damn.
So sad if he dies.
I feel like him and Toji, is it? No,
Yuji?
Not Toji. Yuji, yeah. Him and Yuji. I want them to be best friends.
The guy who does the speech, if he died, I'll be like in the middle about. And then everyone else.
He's cool too. His power is cool too. Oh, we also got to remember the other guy's coming back too.
Rika?
Yeah, not Rika, but the.
The guy.
The one from the movie. The one from the movie.
Yeah, Akotsu and Rika.
Yeah. He's coming back. So. And he was pretty cool, but even though I felt like he was kind of.
He's got OP.
Simpy in the movie. But he's related to like the. Remember, Gojo was like, "Yeah, we're related. Your family is super, super,
like he comes like from
strong
like a long line of
yeah, long line sorcerers. Of strong sorcerers." So yeah.
Okay. I feel like he's just like too powerful. Like I don't know how they gotta incorporate him. Like we already have Gojo.
I thought he was just super strong because of Rika though. Because the curse, but he can make curses. Like that curse he put on her was like the strongest curse. They were saying that was the mother of all curses. So he can create some crazy stuff.
I think he still has Rika.
No, she's gone. Remember at the end of the movie, he released her.
He released her, but I feel like he still has. Like you think it's gone?
Yeah, she's gone. Remember, Jojo's like, yeah, once you break the curse. Once you, like, the person who puts the curse on the person can break it, and once they do, that person is free to extend to wherever. And then she was like, meet me on the other side not too soon or something like that, and then she turned into freaking dust.
You don't think he has that power anymore?
I don't think he has that power. I think he can create curses just as strong as that, but I don't think he has Rika anymore. I think Rika is no longer was exercised.
Okay. Because that was really, like, he could, like, copy different persons.
Because Rika, you remember, like, Rika could, she, Rika was the one creating it. Remember, she created the megaphone so he could use the curse speech? Yeah, Rika did that.
But you don't think, I feel like he could do that now still.
I don't know.
If he created Rika, I feel like he could do the same thing, couldn't he?
I don't know. Because you got to think, normal people create curses.
Yeah.
And they can't do that stuff.
But they don't know how to do that stuff.
Yeah, but you can create something that's super strong and not be able to do the things that the thing you created can do.
Well, that is the thing I need answered in this show, because we're talking with Ghetto, we're talking about, like, curse energy and people who don't know how to control it, and people who do know how to control it, and, like, their curse energy creating curses. Can you
create this, remember, a curse, I was saying, on, like, purpose? Yeah, remember I was saying, like, I think that's what he did. That's what he did. I mean, he didn't do it on purpose, but he created a curse. And right. I think he can do that. I think that's his, like, his curse technique is he can create curses.
So my question now is, like, can he do that because of, like, his bloodline, or can everyone technically do that?
Or I don't know. That might just be his curse technique. Because you got to think, everybody can't use, like, everybody can't do Gojo's curse techniques.
Right.
So I think that's just his curse technique, is that he's able to create curses or attach curses to people. But then so that brings, like, me to the old dude that can, like, convert your soul into a curse. The evil guy with, like, the stitches in him. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll find out.
Maybe he's like Ditto from Pokemon. Like, you can just create whatever. Still OP.
Yeah, but he is really strong.
He's very powerful. So, yeah. I think that's all we got. I'm about to hop in the shower. Mappa, I hate you. Bye. Peace out.
Peace.